Episode 277, How to Make Friends and Influence People.
It's the David Triggs Show. This is the podcast where you can get spiritual power and personal development for everyday life. It's gozo for the whole family, jamba juice for the soul, your daily dose of gozo.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Trigg Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV, where we are going gozo. What? The weather's got you down. Bracing your car. I don't even seem to work anymore, bro. You're looking at your wallet at that wasteland, wondering what is going on. Don't worry, my dear Gozo friend. Gozo, by the way, means joy in Spanish. Let's spend the next few minutes talking about grace, talking about joy, talking about go, talking about Gozo. Today, I want to talk to you about confidence, how to be a more confident person. I think all of us want to approach new people or new situations with confidence. You want to speak well in a meeting. You want to talk to your boss with confidence. You want to make sure that your children or your friends notice that you mean business, right? But unfortunately, sometimes we feel the opposite. We feel a lack of confidence. We feel scared or nervous to talk to someone. And so what ends up happening is that we walk away from the relationship feeling unsuccessful. Instead, what I want to teach you is to learn the three techniques that I have used for many years to not only come across as confident to other people, but to feel confident, to feel comfortable in my own skin. And I think that these three tips will help you do the same. And so let's get into it. The first tip is to observe others, to observe others. Now, what I mean by that is, let's say you're walking into a brand new church and you're looking around, you're checking things out, you're getting out of the car, you're walking into the lobby, and maybe everything in you is telling you that you don't know anybody, that people might not be like you, that you might not fit in. So instead of letting those negative thoughts take over your mind, the thing that you should do first is observe. So for example, back to this lobby, the church lobby, what I would do is I would observe the kind of people that are there. And you're not really making any judgment. You're just observing for the sake of learning. So you might notice that, let's say you're early, you're maybe 10 minutes early, you might notice that there are just a few people that are passing out the bulletins. So you might observe that, oh, there are volunteers here. You might observe that there are perhaps a few young parents walking in that are dropping off their kids at the kids ministry area. So you notice that there are young families. You also, perhaps, as most churches, you notice a lot of friendly people. But don't just notice that they're friendly. Notice their age. Notice their body language. Notice if they are focused on you or focused on their table or focused on having to organize the flyers. And so when you're observing all of these things, you're taking mental notes, not about you, but about them, because you're going to then use this in the third step. So number two, the second step is you mirror people. Mirroring simply means that you want to match the energy of the other person. So let's go back to the church lobby. So you notice that there are, let's say, a lot of young parents that are rushing in, probably showing up late because their kids are everywhere and they're dropping off the kids at the nursery or at the kids ministry area, and now they're finally walking into the lobby. So assuming that you might also be a young parent, a way to mirror their energy, if you assuming that you want to interact with someone and you want to feel comfortable, right? Then you might say, assuming that you also are a young parent or you've been there, done that, you might say, oh, wow, I remember those days very well. It can be stressful. So mirroring, when you say something like that, imagine how people would feel. You are observing, but now you're actually matching their energy. And when people feel understood, they naturally are drawn to us. Everyone likes to be noticed for their efforts. Something to avoid would be something negative, such as, I can't believe you're running around. This is God's church. And by the way, I hear people doing this all the time. That's not the way to win or influence people. You want to mirror what they're thinking, what they are feeling. This is a time to be selfless, not selfish. Even though you are the new person, the reason why you are observing and then you're mirroring is because you want to make that person feel that you understand them. You want to make them feel safe. So I'll give another example. Speaking of church, I was at church the other day, and my friend was there, and his sister was visiting. And his sister she's a Spanish speaker. I've never met her. But I quickly observed a few things about her. First of all, she was very well-dressed, even though this was just a nighttime study, and actually we were doing some exercise. It wasn't a, quote, Sunday morning type of situation. I noticed that, but I didn't say anything about that because, especially as a male and female and someone that I don't know, you don't want to say something about someone else's physical appearance or what they're wearing. That's too aggressive and really can come across creepy and just awkward. The other thing I noticed is that at first she seemed uncomfortable to be in this room. And so I observed those things. She was someone about my age. She, of course, as I said, had her brother there. So what I picked out from those things was, okay, she's nervous because she doesn't know anybody. She doesn't know me, even though I just walked up to my friend and her. I also just assumed, as most times it happens, that the brother wanted to introduce me to her. And then again, as I said, I noticed that she was dressed to kill and that she felt a little nervous. So when I went up to her and mirrored her based on these observations, I came across a little bit less friendly, or that's not the right word, less game show hosty than I normally would with someone I know. So this is basic, just relationships 101. But again, teaching you how to be more confident. So instead of, for example, me saying, oh, this is a great church and we have so many ministries, I thought more of her and I thought, oh, how long have you been here? And then she told me that she's only been here a few days. Then I said, again, thinking of her and the fact that she's nervous, probably missing home, perhaps wondering who are we, I then said, oh, so what? I didn't say what brought you here. I said, let me just say at the end of our meeting, I said to her when we were saying goodbye, I asked her, maybe it was at the beginning, I forget. I asked her, how long will you be in the area? Again, just trying to connect to the fact that she's not from here, that she most likely feels nervous or disconnected. And then lastly, which is very important, I complimented not her, but her brother. But the reason I did that is because I knew just from observing that she was very proud of herself, confident herself, but to not come across as creepy or weird, I didn't compliment her, I complimented her brother. And I said, your brother is a very amazing man. And I put my hand on his shoulder and I said, I really care for your brother. He's a wonderful man. And so doing that, I was in some ways complimenting or maybe not complimenting, but just acknowledging her, but I was doing it impersonally through a third person as to not be direct because remember, I don't know this person. Okay, the third step is you have to take a bold step and basically you have to risk it all. What I mean by risk, before I give you the example, what I mean by risk is that you might observe someone, you might mirror them, but at some point, if you really want to connect with that person, you're going to have to risk either embarrassment, maybe even being upset because Maybe the situation isn't a friendly one. Maybe you have to confront somebody. Or you may have to simply just lick your wounds if that person just isn't into you and just simply walk away. So let me talk about risk and give you another example. So at the same party, the same event, someone approached me to basically kind of apologize, I guess, for some things that she felt bad about. Maybe partly to want to maybe even confront me a little bit. I wasn't sure what actually happened. But when someone, well, let me just stick with this example. So what I did is first I was observing her, and just meaning in those few seconds when she approached me, I was just kind of observing, okay, what is her energy? What does she want? Is she a friend or is she a foe? I mean, right, those are the things we do immediately when someone, even someone that you know, moves towards you in a way that's not normal. And so when this person was approaching me kind of at a fast pace and with her eyes focused on me, and because I know her, I knew that even though she was coming to give me a quick hug, that she wanted something to say. She wanted to say something. So I immediately picked it up. So then when she said a few things, and as I said, she was kind of apologetic and kind of at the same time almost like confronting me perhaps, but in a nice way, then I observed, I mirrored her energy, so she was kind of quiet. And so even though what she said is something that I could have taken the wrong way, or maybe I could have been even right that she was confronting me, and even when I analyze it, because to be confronted isn't a bad thing, nor is it licensed to be mad, you could be wrong in something, and so you might need to apologize to somebody, right? Regardless of their energy, regardless of what they're saying. So in this case, I wasn't sure, so I mirrored her energy, and so she was, even though she was saying strong words, her body language was more non-dominant, more submissive. And so because I'm a pretty tall guy and I have a very loud voice, I often use that only when necessary. And so when this person came up to me, I didn't yell or I didn't use my dominant language. Instead, I said, oh, okay. I wasn't wishy-washy. I wasn't like, oh, you know what? No problem. I was more matching her tone. So I said, oh, okay. I understand what you're saying. And I literally said it like that, like, oh, okay. I see your point. And then I moved into the risk, because what was happening was something that actually I also had an opinion about. I then moved into the risk, which was I gave her my thoughts on the situation. Where normally the non-confrontational type or the non-confident person would either come across way too strong or would just shy away. Instead, I took a risk and I thought about it. I mean, we're talking about in microseconds, right? After years of experience, I thought, should I bring this up or not? And so I thought, I'll take a risk. And so I did. I said, well, you know, thank you for saying that, but here's what I want to say to you. And I lowered my voice. I used my body. I spoke not from my head or from my eyes, but from my stomach, from my base, because what I wanted to say was something very important to me. And I said, here's what I would like to say. And I said it calmly, not in a confrontational way, but very confident. And what I noticed is that she then immediately got a little nervous and tried to play it off. And she kind of said a few things, little oohs and ahs and hims and haws. And I noticed that I needed to then just let it go and not beat a dead horse, because I mean, the interaction was over. I had heard her. I observed, I mirrored, I took that risk. I didn't walk away from the opportunity. And then the moment was done. This wasn't about winning. This wasn't about losing. This wasn't about, nor was it about making a friend. It was just about risking and saying what I had to say. Now, back to the other person who was the new guest and whose brother, or she was the sister to the brother. The risk was this. At the end of the whole night, she came up to me, actually, And she said, oh, thank you so much for being here. And she leaned in for a quick hug. Now, I don't know her. And so for a microsecond, I thought, well, I don't really want to hug you back. You know, it's just one of those quick kind of side things, like, oh, thank you for being here, kind of respectful thing. But again, I don't know her, female, very brief interactions. You always have to be aware of your surroundings. And so she did that, and my risk was actually to not reciprocate that to the degree that maybe I could have, or maybe even that she was looking for. Again, I'm not talking anything weird. This is just human interaction. This is people that respond to you in a negative way, confrontational way, in a neutral way, or maybe in this case, in a positive way. So what I did is I leaned in just a bit and just said, oh, I'm glad that you're here. Thank you for coming. And I just dismissed the whole thing and I let it go. And then I turned to my friend and kind of explained to him kind of what had happened because he was watching the whole thing. And so the moment was done. The risk was actually to not reciprocate, to not go into maybe her energy because it wasn't appropriate. And so to summarize, being confident, especially in human relationships, right? Obviously in human relationships, I would say it's a learned behavior, but I would say the number one thing about being confident is that you have to observe. And then, as I said, mirror and then take a risk. There's a book by Dale Carnegie that's called How to Make Friends and Influence People. And I love reading that book because it basically talks about these very similar principles of observation, mirroring, and then risk taking. And, you know, at first, I have to be honest, I thought, well, this is kind of manipulative, right? Like, can't you just be yourself? And I would say, absolutely. The point in relationships is always to be yourself. But the problem is that I think that, especially with the introvertedness of social media and of how needed human interaction, especially positive human interaction, is needed these days, I think that to learn, quote, techniques on how to make other people like you, and like you can sound negative, but just how to connect with someone for the sake of your cause. I mean, it could be for dating purposes, obviously. If you're a young person, you want to connect. If you're a female, you're not looking to connect, but you may have to respond to guys wanting to, quote, connect with you. So all of these techniques are very important, especially, as I said, for young, but really it's for all of us, so that we can know what to do when we feel nervous or when we need to confront someone, but to do it in a kind and polite way and still get your message across. And so now, when it comes to biblically speaking, I always like to include, of course, a biblical thought or a connection to this. You know, confidence is a huge part of being a follower of Jesus. I'm thinking of Joshua. I'm also thinking of Paul, a few places in Philippians. Joshua was feeling afraid. And so what God told him is, be confident. Do not fear. And then basically the how, he said, because I am with you. And then he actually went further and he said, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. So isn't that awesome? Basically, it's these same techniques. First, God observed Joshua that he was scared. Second, he mirrored. He said, okay, I can tell that you're afraid. So let me compare your fear to Moses. And guess what? This is the risk. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. What's the risk in that? Is to make a bold promise. That's the risk. And so we see that in God, Paul does this a lot also as well when he says, be confident, or he actually says, I am confident in this, that he who began a good work will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So Paul himself would speak about himself as being confident of this. So confidence is something that we need in everyday life. to talk to the people that we love, your husband, your wife, if you're a younger person, to talk to your friends, a boss, obviously a girlfriend or a boyfriend, if you're even younger, maybe a premillennial. It's all about your friendships. How do you say no? How do you, if you're a male, how do you pursue something that you love? It doesn't have to be dating. It could be that you want to go out for football, but you don't know how to talk to the coach or to your friends about, hey, how do I do this? Observe, mirror, and then take that risk. I really want and hope that in anything that you do, you would feel the confidence of God. He will be with you. He is with you. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're fearing, remember what God told Joshua. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.